I wanted to ask you, you mentioned earlier in the interview when you were playing the acoustics that you played in small theaters.
Yeah.
I imagine you far prefer those to a large place like you're playing tonight, like the Civic Center.
No, not necessarily. They all have a different, each kind of room has a different kind of personality. And for me, I like the variety. Doing any one thing would, wouldn't expose all the different kinds of energy there is.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I mean, all the way from in my own little band, I play clubs.
With the Garcia band.
Yeah, and I like having the range all the way from little clubs to huge arenas because there's different scales of energy at which you address the music. And larger rooms bring out a kind of grandness and a largeness in the music that you wouldn't get in a smaller room or that you wouldn't necessarily get in theaters and so forth. So there's definitely something to that. Well, I've always had a preference for playing in the same room. Like when and if it's possible for the Grateful Dead to play many nights in the same room, that's what I prefer.
Like the radio,
most of all.
Radio City. That
exactly.
Way you get the sound down after the first night.
That's right, and the music tends to improve. You know, so the more nights we are in the same room, the better the music gets, and that is one of those things that so far when we the most we've. That Manhattan tune, when it's there, sometimes those things are there, sometimes they're not, but sometimes I try to make an effort to disguise them. I used to have a little game going with the equipment guys. They would make an effort to spot anything. there'd be like a tour where I would include like two or three notes of weird songs in the jam or something like that. See if anybody spotted it. It was, it's a little running gag thing.
Have you guys ever